Recording live from San Francisco, California. This is Go Filipino. Welcome back to Go Filipino. This lesson is about the verbal aspects of ipag, benefactive focus verbs. We use the ipag prefix instead of the e or the letter I prefix for some action words to avoid confusion with e, object focus verbs. Let's start with the infinitive aspect, which is the base for all Tagalog verbs. In the case of ipag, benefactive focus verbs, we add the ipag prefix to the root word. For example, ipagguhit mo ako ng bulaklak. Ipagguhit mo ako ng bulaklak. Ipagguhit mo ako ng bulaklak. It means draw a flower for me. The focus is on me, the beneficiary of the illustration. Word for word it's ipagguhit mo ako ng bulaklak. Ipagguhit mo ako ng bulaklak. Ipagguhit mo ako ng bulaklak. The first word is ipagguhit. 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 Ipagguhit is spelled as I, P, A, G, G, U, H, I, T. It is a command to draw something for someone. Ipagguhit comes from the root word guhit. Guhit. Guhit, which is spelled as G, U, H, I, T. It literally means a geometric line, but it can also refer to an illustration. The ipag prefix is then added to become ipagguhit, a benefactive focus verb on the infinitive aspect. Ipagguhit should not be confused with ipagguhit. Ipagguhit. Ipagguhit, which is spelled as I, P, A, G, U, H, I, T. Ipagguhit is a command to let someone draw something, which is a completely different context. The next word is mo. 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 Mo is spelled as M, O. It means you in non-focus form. You are tasked to draw something for the beneficiary, but you are not the main topic of the sentence. The next word is ako. 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 Ako is spelled as A-K-O. It means I in focus form. I, the speaker, will benefit from the item that I ask you to draw. After that, we have nang. 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 Nang is spelled as ng. It is an object marker that introduces what you should draw for me. And that is bulaklak. 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 Bulaklak is spelled as B, U, L, A, K, L, A, K. It means a flower, the direct object of the sentence. Another example, ipaghiwa mo siya ng lechon. Ipaghiwa mo siya ng lechon. Ipaghiwa mo siya ng lechon. It means cut a piece of lechon for him or her or them. The focus is on the third person, who benefits from the peace of lechon. Word for word it's ipaghiwa, mo, siya, nang, lechon. Ipaghiwa, mo, siya, nang, lechon. Ipaghiwa, mo, siya, nang, lechon. The first word is ipaghiwa. 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 Ipaghiwa is spelled as I-P-A-G-H-I-W-A. Ipaghiwa is a command to cut something with a knife for someone. It comes from the root word hiwa. 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 Hiwa is spelled as H-I-W-A. Note the glottal stop at the end. Hiwa means a cut or a slice, and then we add the ipag prefix to become ipaghiwa, a benefactive focus verb on the infinitive aspect. The next word is mo, which is spelled as M-O. It means you in non-focus form. You are tasked to slice something for someone, but you're not the main topic of the sentence. The next word is sha. 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 Sha is spelled as S-I-Y-A. It means he or she or the person in focus form. While the third person serves as the beneficiary, we use the focus pronoun sha on them since they are the main topic of the sentence. After that, we have nang, which is spelled as ng. It is an object marker that introduces what you should cut for the beneficiary, and that is lechon. 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 Lechon is spelled as L-E-T-S-O-N. It refers to roasted pork, usually the whole hog, which serves as the direct object in this sentence. Lechon can also be spelled as L-I-T-S-O-N. Or L-E-C-H-O-N. We will continue our lesson with the completed aspects after this break. We're back at Go Filipino. To create the completed aspect of ipag, benefactive focus verbs, which means the action already happened and was completed, we add the in affix between the p and a of the ipag prefix, so it becomes ipinag. 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 For example, ipinagguhit ko ang guro ng mansanas. Ipinagguhit ko ang guro ng mansanas. Ipinagguhit ko ang guro ng mansanas. It means, I drew an apple for the teacher. The focus is on the teacher, who benefited from the drawing. Word for word it's, ipinagguhit ko ang guro ng mansanas. Ipinagguhit ko ang guro ng mansanas. Ipinagguhit ko ang guro ng mansanas. The first word is ipinagguhit. 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 Ipinagguhit is spelled as I-P-I-N-A-G. G-U-H-I-T. It means drew something for someone. The action already happened. We take the infinitive aspect form ipagguhit, and then we insert the in affix between the p and a of the ipag prefix to become ipinagguhit, a benefactive focus verb on the completed aspect. The next word is ko. 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 Ko is spelled as K-O. It means I in non-focus form. While I, the speaker, performed the action, I am not the main topic of the sentence. The next word is ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker that introduces the main topic of the sentence, and that is guro. 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 Guro is spelled as G-U-R-O. Note the glottal stop at the end. It means a teacher, the beneficiary in focus. After that, we have nang, which is spelled as ng. It is an object marker that introduces what you drew for the beneficiary. And that is mansanas. 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 Mansanas is spelled as M-A-N-S-A-N-A-S. It means an apple, the direct object in this sentence. Another example, ipinaghiwa ni Jessica si Peter ng keso. Ipinaghiwa ni Jessica si Peter ng keso. Ipinaghiwa ni Jessica si Peter ng keso. It means Jessica sliced cheese for Peter. The focus is on Peter, who benefited from the piece of cheese. Word for word it's ipinaghiwa ni Jessica si Peter ng keso. Ipinaghiwa ni Jessica si Peter ng keso. Ipinaghiwa ni Jessica si Peter ng keso. The first word is ipinaghiwa. 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 Ipinaghiwa is spelled as I-P-I-N-A-G-H-I-W-A. It means sliced something with a knife for someone. The action already happened. We take the root word hiwa, and then we add the ipinag prefix to become ipinaghiwa, a benefactive focus verb on the completed aspect. The next word is ni. 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 Ni is spelled as N-I. It is the non-focus actor name marker, which introduces the person who cut something with a knife for someone, but is not the main topic of the sentence. That person happens to be Jessica, or in Tagalog, Jessica. The next word is C. 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 C is spelled as S-I. It is the focus name marker, while this person did not perform the action. They are introduced with a focus marker because they are the main topic of the sentence. That person happens to be Peter, or in Tagalog, Peter, the beneficiary in focus. After that, we have nang, which is spelled as ng. It is an object marker that introduces what Jessica cut with a knife for the beneficiary, and that is queso. 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 Queso is spelled as K-E-S-O. It means cheese, the direct object in this sentence. We will continue our lesson with the progressive aspects after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino. To create the progressive aspect of ipag, benefactive focus verb, which means the action is currently happening as we speak, we reduplicate the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word before adding the ipinag prefix. For example, ipinagguguhit ko si Isaac ng buwan. Ipinagguguhit ko si Isaac ng buwan. Ipinagguguhit ko si Isaac ng buwan. It means, I am drawing a moon for Isaac. The focus is on Isaac, who is benefiting from the illustration. Word for word it's, ipinagguguhit ko si Isaac ng buwan. Ipinagguguhit ko si Isaac ng buwan. Ipinagguguhit ko si Isaac ng buwan. The first word is ipinagguguhit. 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 Ipinagguguhit is spelled as I-P-I-N-A-G-G-U-H-I-T. It means currently drawing something for someone. The action is happening as we speak. We take the root word guhit, and then we reduplicate the first consonant and the first vowel, so it becomes guguhit. Finally, we add the ipinag prefix to become ipinagguguhit, a benefactive focus verb on the progressive aspect. The next word is ko. 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 Ko is spelled as K-O. It means I in non-focus form, while I, the speaker, am performing the action. I am not the main topic of the sentence. The next word is si, which is spelled as S-I. It is the focus name marker. While this person is not performing the action, they are introduced with a focus marker because they are the main topic of the sentence. That person happens to be Isaac, the beneficiary in focus. The next word is nang, which is spelled as ng. It is an object marker that introduces what I am drawing for Isaac, and that is buwan. 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 Buwan is spelled as B-U-W-A-N. It means the moon, the direct object in this sentence. Another example, ipinaghihiwa niya ang kanyang kapatid ng cake. Ipinaghihiwa niya ang kanyang kapatid ng cake. Ipinaghihiwa niya ang kanyang kapatid ng cake. It means he is cutting the cake for his sibling, or she is cutting the cake for her sibling, or they are cutting the cake for their sibling. The focus is on the sibling, who is benefiting from the cake. Word for word, it's ipinaghihiwa, niya, ang, kanyang, kapatid, ng, cake. Ipinaghihiwa, niya, ang, kanyang, kapatid, ng, cake. Ipinaghihiwa, niya, ang, kanyang, kapatid, ng, cake. The first word is ipinaghihiwa. 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 Ipinaghihiwa is spelled as ipinaghihiwa. It means currently cutting something with a knife for someone. The action is happening as we speak. We take the root word hiwa, and then we reduplicate the first vowel and the first consonant, so it becomes hihiwa. Finally, we add the ipinag prefix to become ipinaghihiwa, a benefactive focus verb on the progressive aspect. The next word is niya, niya, niya. Niya is spelled as N-I-Y-A. It means he or she or the singular they in non-focus form. While this third person, who is neither the speaker nor the listener, performed the action, they are not the main topic of the sentence. The next word is ang, which is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker that introduces the main topic of the sentence. The focus phrase consists of two words. First, we have kanyang. 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 Kanyang is spelled as K-A-N-Y-A-N-G. It consists of kanya, which is a singular locative possessive pronoun, which means his or her or their. And then we have the ng linker to introduce the noun it possesses. And that noun is kapatid. 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 Kapatid is spelled as K-A-P-A-T-I-D. It means a sibling, a non-gendered variation for brother or sister. Kanyang kapatid is the focus of the sentence. It is followed by ng, which is spelled as ng. It is an object marker that introduces what the third person is slicing for their sibling. And that is cake. 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 Cake is spelled as C-A-K-E. It also means cake, the direct object in this sentence. It can also be spelled as K-E-Y. K, but it is less commonly used. We will proceed to the contemplative aspects after this break. We're back at Go Filipino. To create the contemplative aspect of ipag, benefactive focus verb, which means the action is being considered or anticipated, we reduplicate the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word, and then we add the ipag prefix. For example, ipagguguhit ka ng pintor ng retrato. Ipagguguhit ka ng pintor ng retrato. Ipagguguhit ka ng pintor ng retrato. It means the painter will draw a portrait for you. The focus is on you, the beneficiary of the portrait. Word for word it's ipagguguhit ka ng pintor ng retrato. Ipagguguhit ka ng pintor ng retrato. Ipagguguhit ka ng pintor ng retrato. The first word is ipagguguhit. 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 Ipagguguhit is spelled as I P A G G U G U H I T. It means will draw something for someone. The action is anticipated. We take the root word guhit and then we duplicate the first consonant and the first vowel to become guguhit. Finally, the ipag prefix is added to become ipagguguhit, a benefactive focus verb on the contemplative aspect. The next word is ka. 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 Ka is spelled as K, A. It means you in focus form. While you will not perform the action, you are referred using a focus pronoun because you are the main topic of the sentence. The next word is ng, which is spelled as ng. In this context, ng is the non-focus actor marker, which introduces the person who will perform the action, but is not the main topic of the sentence. We use ng instead of ni, since this actor is not referred by their name. And that actor is pintor. 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 Pintor is spelled as P I N T O R. It means a painter, the non-focus actor in this sentence. Up next we have ng, which is spelled as ng. This time, ng is an object marker that introduces what the painter will draw. And that is retrato. 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 Retrato is spelled as R, E, T, R, A, T, O. It means a portrait, the direct object in the sentence. Our final example, ipaghihiwa kita ng sayote. Ipaghihiwa kita ng sayote. Ipaghihiwa kita ng sayote. It means I will chop chayote for you. The focus is on you, who will benefit from the chayote. Word for word it's ipaghihiwa kita ng sayote. Ipaghihiwa kita ng sayote. Ipaghihiwa kita ng sayote. The first word is ipaghihiwa. 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 Ipaghihiwa is spelled as I P A G H I H I W A. It means will chop something for someone. The action is anticipated. We take the root word hiwa and then with a duplicate, the first consonant and the first vowel, so it becomes hihiwa. Finally, the ipag prefix is added to become ipaghihiwa, a benefactive focus verb on the contemplative aspect. The next word is kita. 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 Kita is spelled as K-I-T-A. It is a pronoun that means I to you, with you being the beneficiary from the item that will be chopped. The next word is ng, which is spelled as ng. It is an object marker that introduces what I will chop for you. And that is sayote. 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 Sayote is spelled as S-A-Y-O-T-E. It means chayote, a pear-shaped vegetable that is commonly used in the Philippines. Sayote is the direct object in this sentence. We will be right back after this break. Hey guys, one way to keep this podcast running is by subscribing to my Patreon. Make a pledge for $5 a month and you get early access to newly published lessons, along with loads of exclusive content and a bonus presentation at the end of each month. Also, you will receive an exclusive 4x6-inch print featuring a text-based artwork that I created every 3 months. My heartfelt thanks to our current $5 patrons as of this recording: Ollie Crouch, Doug Burden, Jessica Perez Futalan, Joel Cyphers, Trisha Oliver, Peter McGarry, Caroline Jane Walsh, Brian with an I, Isaac Buwan, Luke V, Kelvin, Gladys Trinidad, Craig Putz, Elaine, Paulo de Armas, Jay Springy, Christian Dimalanta, Taria Longiland, Brian with a Y, Melinda O'Connor, Mexitalian76, Rhea Kaching, Axe B, LJ Ordway, Austin Oscar, Pat Moore, Daniel, Alex, Alexander Ong, Kirsty, Steph, Roger Schachtel, Raf, Natasha Esguera, Cherry Ann Reclusado, Teresa Salud, Cynthia Blair, John Bailey, Cassandra McGee, Staccato Jones, Laurel Haynes, Bruno Leeds, Mariellen Quinan, Christine Haba, and Luis. Thank you so much for making this podcast possible. Again, please support this podcast through my Patreon. That's patreon.com/GoFilipinoPod so you too can enjoy exclusive perks. And now, back to our lesson. Welcome back to Go Filipino. Let's recap what we have learned. The ipag beneficiary focus verbs have its own system in configuring its verbal aspects. For infinitive verbs, we simply add the ipag prefix before the root word. For completed verbs, the ipinag prefix is used instead. For progressive verbs, we reduplicate the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word before adding the ipinag prefix. And finally, for contemplative verbs, the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word are reduplicated before adding the ipag prefix. Don't forget to share this podcast with a friend or family member who might want to learn more about Tagalog, one of the most beautiful languages in Asia. I leave you now with a Tagalog proverb. Hindi lahat ng kagalingan ay may dalang katamisan. Hindi lahat ng kagalingan ay may dalang katamisan. Hindi lahat ng kagalingan ay may dalang katamisan. It means, not all greatness comes with sweetness. Some victories and successes are the results of countless rejections and setbacks. Word for word, it's hindi, lahat, ng, kagalingan, ay, may, dalang, katamisan, hindi, lahat, ng, kagalingan, ay, may, dalang, katamisan, hindi, lahat, ng, kagalingan, ay, may, dalang, katamisan. Again, hindi lahat ng kagalingan ay may dalang katamisan. Until next time, paalam! Bye-bye!
This has been Go Filipino. Let's Learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. For inquiries, email me at gofilipinopod@gmail.com. Special thanks to Kevin MacLeod for the theme song, Rainbows.